Hello, this is We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 153. First up, I just want to extend an extremely grateful thanks to Tristan for spending so much time with us and sharing all of her insights on her personal history and the world at large. That was in the last episode. If you haven't heard it, go give it a spin. It's an incredible conversation, not because of me and my interviewing skills, but because of Tristan. Thank you so much. As I do every episode, I will remind you that We Own This Town is actually a network of shows. Hit up weownthistown.net, smack podcasts in the navigation, and you can see everything we're offering up to you. The last episode of Nashville Demystified is a fantastic one. Somehow it blends found sound footage of downtown bachelorette parties and simultaneously tackles the issues with the Metro Nashville public school teachers and their plight for fair wages. Honestly merges that into one episode, and I'm not sure how he did it, but it's great. There's also a new episode of My Fantasy Funeral with Larissa Maestro as the guest that should not be missed. I enjoy every episode of My Fantasy Funeral. Ryan Briegel does a great job. The guests bring fantastic conversation and insights. Larissa Maestro, her love of Star Trek The Next Generation, I don't know, you can't deny that. Excellent stuff. More shows are on the way, I promise. There's newness right around the corner. Before we start, remember, you can find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Get in touch with us if you want to submit new music. Oh, and congrats to Friends of the Show Only for releasing their album. They aren't featured on this episode, but we featured them in an interview episode a while back, and it's worth noting that the album that we talked about then is now out in the world. So go hear it. All right, enough of the jibber-jabbing. Let's get into some music. That was a badass new track from Thelma and the Sleaze. There's actually a video for that track posted over on The Cream, directed by Seth Graves, that you should absolutely go check out. There's a robbery. There's some vinyl records on fire. That's all I need to say. I mean, what else do you need from a video? That is taken from a forthcoming album called Fuck, Marry, Kill. It should be out August 2nd with physical copies set for release in late October. And from what I've read, that is the heaviest track on the record. It was a great track. I'm really looking forward to the full album when it comes out in August. I have my doubts that that's the heaviest track. We'll see. I have a feeling that Thelma on the Sleeves is either going to pull out some crazy new thing that we're completely unexpecting, or they're going to keep going even heavier. But if that is the heaviest track, does that mean that the other tracks are lighter or just like slightly less heavy or just less chunky? I don't know. Okay, let's take a quick breather after that.
Thoughts get stuck on all
Okay, that was Graham Ash with the song Jealousy off of the Hours EP. You may recall Graham Ash from a track we played a while back that was a bit of a podcast mockery describing how to construct the perfect indie rock song. Now Graham Ash is putting his money where his mouth is and released this EP of his own. It's dancey and spacey and poppy. It's not really easy to categorize. Maybe chill wave or dream pop. I don't know. But I definitely say it's pleasant. I love songs like this during the summertime. They really match that blissed out feeling of baking in the Tennessee humidity. The whole EP has that vibe, and I certainly recommend checking it out. Let's keep going with this floaty vibe. It's the end of my mental. Okie Dokie and Harpooner with Edge of America. That's a double whammy of local artists. That song is taken from an upcoming collaborative album from Okie Dokie called Curio Cabinet 1 that features 10 tracks with 10 different collaborators. Over on No Country for New Nashville, they've been doing a great job of tracking the singles that have been released from that record, and you can actually head over there and check out another song that was done with Dent May, also incredibly pleasant. Okie Dokie and Harpooner are both great bands in their own right, and this collaboration is pretty fantastic, actually. I would take a whole album of this, but I will settle for listening to this one song over and over. please go back and listen to it very loudly. I have no idea when the album is going to come out. I looked in several different places and was unable to find a date. But knowing Okie Dokie, they're going to continue to release these singles and sort of slowly get the album out into the world before it's compiled together. So just keep an eye on them on the Instagrams or Spotify or whatever you like to follow, and I'm sure that you will hear that new music when it is released. It's going to be good. All right, let's get into another one. That was Cave Mode Shake with This Is It from their This Is It single. You may recall a few episodes back, we played a new track from the band Moto Bandit, which is comprised of members of Cave Mode Shake. Now we're back to playing Cave Mode Shake's latest, which I hope is coming from a full-length album. I think it is. I really enjoyed their Time Traveler's Party EP that they released back in 2018, and this song is a great taste of continuing that enjoyment. There's a moment in there that really feels like Psychedelic Furs or something akin to that sort of darker 80s pop rock, and I am into it. It's like the perfect yelping sing. It really works. I think there's also a sample of a jaguar growl snuck in there around the 2-minute mark. I cannot express how much I appreciate that. Even if I'm wrong, the fact that I hear that at the 2-minute mark just makes my day. Okay, and now for something potentially familiar and completely different. Was the Mad Gear with Office Theme from Gremlins 2. Now, let me give you some context. If you aren't familiar with the Mad Gear, their whole thing is taking classic video game songs and giving them a real unique spin. Generally speaking, they tend to add a lot of searing, face-melting guitar and some horn arrangements. It works really well, and it generally tickles that little bit of your brain that loves nostalgic things. I waffled a lot on picking what song to play here. They did a take on Dire Dire Docks from Mario 64 that's very pleasant but doesn't really feature enough face-melting guitar. There's tracks from Sonic 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Donkey Kong Country, Bad Dudes, Castlevania, and a bunch more. All of which would have been fun to play here, but I picked this Gremlins 2 song because I just flat out like it the most. I understand that of all the games on this album, Gremlins 2 is probably the least known, but this is a show about good music, and damn it, I enjoyed that song. I think it also shows that the band isn't entirely about picking the most popular games and just focusing on that. They're clearly fans of all these songs and all these games, regardless of their popularity. I mean, Gremlins 2, how many people played Gremlins 2? All right, a lot of you might be shaking your heads, but I did not play it, and I was a massive nerd. Anyway, it's a really fun album. It's certainly worth a listen, particularly if you grew up with NES and SNES games, SNES, if you like. I certainly did. All right, next.
sat in places with caution.
This Is Your God Speaking from Levi J. Miller. We played Levi J. Miller way back on volume 83 of the show, and he's released a ton of music since then. An alarming amount, actually. But this latest release is really something impressive and worth noting. The album this comes from is called The God Complex, and it's a 77-minute album comprised of 33 tracks. It's actually a concept album that tells the tale of an artist that gets internet famous and starts a cult to feed his ego. There's even like a downfall from another protagonist, or maybe antagonist, depending on how you look at it. The official write-up for the record actually states, "This album is about how the internet can make us feel like gods." I'm not sure if it makes me feel like a god, but I sure do love all those likes and tweet replies and subscribes and comments, etc., etc., etc. That serotonin uptick is a good feeling. I don't care if it's shallow. I actually do care if it's shallow. I actually have many thoughts about the internet, but I'll save them for another time. 77 minutes is a pretty big time commitment these days, but it's a really good listen, and Miller should be commended for taking on such an ambitious thing and actually succeeding at making a solid album. I've no doubt that there's probably 10 more albums waiting in the wings from him to be released during 2019, but I'm really enjoying digesting this one. All right, let's keep going. Here we go.
No need for remorse.
That was Diatome Deli with Sonrisa from a new compilation coming out on Centripetal Force Records. The compilation has 10 tracks on it from a number of great artists, many of them local. Diatome Deli, Eve Merritt, Lou Turner. I think there's also Dire Wolves, lots of folks. It's linked on the episode detail page, so you can go check all that out. All the proceeds from the compilation will benefit NARAL Pro-Choice America, which aims to fight to keep abortion safe and legal for all women. If you haven't been paying attention, there's been some seriously heinous laws being enacted around women's rights in states like Alabama, Ohio, and Missouri. The likelihood of such a thing happening in Tennessee is not really that far-fetched. If you're a conservative or a pro-life individual that's listening to this and you're now fuming that I'm promoting keeping abortion safe, sorry, not sorry. The compilation is a great cause. The music is great. I really find myself enjoying Diatome Deli more and more whenever I hear it. It's a cool thing. I'm happy this exists. I already bought it. I donated. I hope it helps them break even and or makes them able to donate to that cause because they need the money. Go check it out. If you haven't donated already, get yourself some good music out of it. Very much a worthwhile cause. Let's wrap up the show with a little bit of lightheartedness. I'm going to cheat on this one and play two tracks, but the first one's only a minute long, and you need to hear it.
Welcome to the Cosmic Spaceship. 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 Thank you.
All right. That was Cosmic Collective with two tracks, Cosmic Space Chip and Wiggity Whack. I don't know that we've ever really played much music like that here on the show, but let me tell you something. I loved it. It reminds me of Stereolab or D-Light or other bands of that ilk that are dancey and funky and a little bit weird. There's some glitchy moments in there that are completely unexpected, but without them, I'm not sure I would have enjoyed it near as much. That first little intro song is just the perfect balance of chiptune and weird 90s Fruity Loops madness. And the rest of the EP is just as good, especially when they keep it upbeat. I almost played another great track called Chaos and Awe, but it was only a minute long, and I really wanted to give them more time. So Cosmic Collective, doing something different, happy to have them on the show. But that's it. That's our show. A wonderful rundown of local music. I hope you enjoyed it. I've got plenty more where that came from, and thank you to everyone that keeps sending in music. It really helps me a ton, and hopefully it helps you get the word out and get heard. I mean, that's the idea, right? So get in touch at We Own This Town on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We got another interview episode coming up real soon, so be on the lookout for that. The music bed, that stuff you hear underneath me right now, is from Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Go to weownthistown.net, subscribe to us on Apple Music, follow us on Spotify, leave us a review. I mean, ideally, if you would subscribe on every single platform, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, Stitcher, etc., then every time we put out a new episode, that would maybe count as four new downloads. And that's what we're in this for. We're in this for the metrics. It's not about the local music, everybody. It's about the metrics. Let's get those numbers up. All right, that was dumb. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Talk at you next time. Bye. This episode is brought to you by Rosemary and Beauty Queen, a wonderful bar located on the east side of town inside of an unmarked house. They have a back porch that's extremely relaxing and a drink menu that contains the pink shandy. No, what is it? Hand in glove? Where are my notes?